South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford said today, through a spokesman, that he will no longer talk to the media about his transgressions. If true, that would be a big change. Last week, in a news conference, Sanford disclosed his affair with a woman from Argentina. And this week, in emotional interviews with the Associated Press, the governor confessed to considerably more. Here's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Like a recovering amnesiac, Governor Sanford now recalls other times with his Argentine soulmate. And, oh yes, he crossed the lines with various other women over a 20-year period. Call it an American tragedy. It is not that Europe doesn't have philandering politicians, too. It is that they are less likely to lie about it. I can remember the funeral of former French President François Mitterrand in 1996, when his wife of some 50 years, and his mistress, and his illegitimate daughter stood side by side in accordance with his dying wish. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was sued for divorce because of what his wife called his endless womanizing. His defense was, "I never paid a woman." American politicians are more inclined to try to lie their way out of embarrassing liaisons, and often they end up in double trouble. It was Richard Nixon who famously said, talking about the Alger Hiss scandal, that it's not the original mistake that does you in, it's the cover-up. So it was that President Bill Clinton was impeached not for his affair with Monica Lewinsky, but for falsely testifying about it. As he told us all, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Presidents Franklin Roosevelt and John Kennedy had extramarital affairs, but those were not generally known until after they had died. Governor Sanford's affair with the Argentine woman was unusual in the elaborate cover-up of a fictitious hiking trip, a lie peddled not only to the public, but to his staff and to his wife. There was something almost bizarre in his press conference confession. "I have spent the last 5 days of my life crying in Argentina." Sounds like a takeoff on the musical Evita, in which the leading lady sings, "Don't cry for me, Argentina." One is left to wonder what makes politicians like ex-senators John Edwards of North Carolina and Gary Hart of Colorado jeopardize promising careers by cheating on their wives. Henry Kissinger famously said, "Power is the great aphrodisiac," to which maybe should be added, "and hypocrisy is the great virtue." This is Daniel Shore.